There are several different phrases in Scripture that are some of my favorites. And two of my favorites are in the Gospel this morning. The first one is when the disciples say to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us?" Were not our hearts burning within us? And reflecting on that today, I wanted to ask all of you to think about what sets your heart on fire? What things really give you a passion, set your hearts on fire? I'm not talking about heartburn or anything like, you know, it's like, oh, okay, too much, or anything like that. I'm talking about, that burning with fire, that passion within you. Really gets you excited. Makes you alive. Maybe it's something to do with family. Maybe it's some hobby or something that you do that really excites you. Maybe it's a cause that you really love to work at, to fight for. Maybe it's something that just, again, gets you excited. People that you work with. People that you show your love to. Whatever it is. And hopefully, for us all, our faith is also one of those passions. Living our faith, being able to share our faith with others. I hope that for all of us, that is one of those things that makes your heart burn within you. And if it's not, I pray that it'll come to be that way. You'll grow into that. Because it is a wonderful thing, and it's exactly what we hear described in the Scriptures. We hear about these disciples who at first don't even recognize Jesus. Their eyes are prevented from seeing him. And they're so distraught. They're just talking about how disappointed they are, that how things have turned out, how sad they are. But then as Jesus talks with them, they come to understand better. Later on, they look back and they realize how much their hearts were burning within them. That passion. Understanding Christ's love. What Christ's purpose was. Why he was there. Why he was there among them. I don't know if you noticed, but in the first two readings, both come from St. Peter. In that first reading, it was from the Acts of the Apostles, but we hear Peter speaking. And it's actually on the same day as Pentecost. It's his speech that he says after the Holy Spirit has come upon the apostles. And he is describing how Christ needed to die, but that death had no power over him, that there was a reason for it. That leads to something wonderful for all of us. He even quotes, I don't know if you noticed this as well, it shows how all the Scriptures are connected. He actually quotes Psalm 16, which is also the responsorial psalm that we just heard sung, talking about how asking for the Lord to be ever before me, with him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence. We have this, we're reminded of how Christ makes it all possible for us in his resurrection. And then finally, also in St. Peter's first letter, he also describes, again, the importance of our connection with Christ. A connection with him, how he rose again for all of us. These are important things that we are called upon to be able to reflect on, to keep in mind. And it is exactly what leads us to our, again, that passion, our hearts burning within us. Without Christ, we don't have that passion. We don't have that reason to live. We don't have that reason to get excited. We need Christ in our life. And the best way to be able to receive Christ is doing exactly what we're doing right now, being at Mass. And it is at Mass, receiving the Eucharist, that we truly receive, come to know how Christ is the one. Our hearts are burning with a passion to be with him. One of the things I love about this passage, or the whole gospel reading that we heard this morning, is that it is symbolic of the Mass. If you think about it, the whole reading is symbolic of the Mass. At first, we are all like those disciples walking along the road, talking about what has happened. Now, I don't know how many of you take a look at the scriptures before Mass. If you don't have a Bible at your house, come talk to me. We'll get you set up. But we can actually take a look in the scriptures before Mass and look at what it is that the readings that are actually going to be coming to us, what we're going to be doing. We can even look them up online. We don't even have to have an actual physical Bible. And we can actually reflect on what are the readings going to be talking about. And maybe we talk about that on the way to Mass. We can have that conversation. We can be thinking in our minds, praying with God, what does this mean? What does all this mean? We're just like the disciples on our way, on the road. And then when we come to Mass, we come and encounter Jesus. Jesus opens the scriptures to us. We open up the scriptures at Mass. We reflect on that. The homily, hopefully, helps open up the scriptures a little bit more for all of us, helping us to understand a little more what is happening at Mass. The word homily, actually, the Greek word that homily is based off of, actually means conversation, actually talking about the Mass, talking about what is happening in the scriptures. And so as we continue in the Mass, we invite Jesus in. Just as the disciples say, stay with us. We invite Jesus in as we receive him in the Eucharist, as we are preparing the liturgy of the Eucharist. And then as it describes how Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples. What clear image do we need of the Eucharist, receiving the Eucharist at the Mass? And so we receive Jesus every time we come to Mass, whether it is on Sunday, a Saturday evening, during the week, we receive that same Jesus. And our hearts, our eyes are opened. And hopefully we can look back and see how our hearts were burning within us. Here's the thing. Look at what the disciples do. They don't just kind of stick around kind of in their own little, their world and say, well, that was fun. Okay, let's go. We got breakfast to make, or we got to go do this, or we got reservations over at such and such a restaurant, or we got to get going. We got to get to practice. We got to get to whatever it is that we might rush off to after Mass. No. What they do is they go and share what they just experienced. They don't just stay in their own little world. They go back over to Jerusalem. That's 7 miles away, folks. Imagine if we had to hoof it back over to Keewatin after we're done with Mass here, on foot. Uphill, both ways. They had to make their way back over there because they wanted to share what they just experienced, how their hearts were burning within them. And I mentioned before that there were two of those lines in the gospel today that are one of my favorites, or a couple of my favorites. The second line is, he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. That is what they are sharing. How at the Eucharist, they came to know him. Our brothers and sisters, we are called to know him better as well. May we share our passion with others. Share how in the breaking of the bread, come to see how our hearts are burning with love for Jesus Christ.